This is Wade Ranthke with the Chief Organizer Report. Rising rents are squeezing low and moderate income families. National Low Income Housing Coalition released its 2017 annual report, Out of Reach, looking closely at the impact of rising rent throughout the country and how it is pushing lower income and working families into untenable situations because the gap between rent and wages is widening. Millions of families are joining the great poet Langston Hughes by living his haiku, "I wish the rent were heaven sent." The gut punch of the report is plain and simple. The 2017 national housing wage is $21.21 per hour for a two-bedroom rental home, or more than 2.9 times higher than the federal minimum wage of $7.25 per hour. The 2017 housing wage for a one-bedroom rental home is $17.14, or 2.4 times higher than the federal minimum wage. State by state, county by county, the story of this growing crisis is stark. The gap is the largest in a bunch of overwhelmingly blue states, which may be one of the reasons congressional representatives are not running up the aisles and going from desk to desk with a Paul Revere warning call to help, the landlord is coming. Those states with the largest gap between wages and what it costs to rent the average two-bedroom house are led by Hawaii, then Maryland, California, New Jersey, Vermont, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Maine, New Hampshire, and then Washington, D.C. I don't need to tell you this is aggregate data because you were already scratching your head when you didn't hear New York. So yes, thanks to lower average rents upstate that offset the New York City metro area, they didn't make the top 10. Sure enough, when you look at the data, even states with relatively lower rents still find that urban metropolitan areas like New Orleans, Houston, Miami, Salt Lake City, Dallas, Seattle, San Antonio, Anchorage, Chicago, and elsewhere would require a minimum wage worker to labor 80 hours a week to find a one-bedroom place where they could live. And yes, the coalition's point is not that everyone is working 80 hours to do so, but that it would, if they were able to swing a place, that is what it would take. The cold, bitter truth on the ground is that they cannot, which leads to overcrowding, homelessness, and embracing rent-to-own predatory contracts or whatever is available until the eviction notice comes. Even in states where the average wage required to rent a two-bedroom house is relatively low, it's still astronomical in terms of a family budget. Want a two-bedroom home in Arkansas, then you need to make $13.72 per hour, the lowest wage-to-rent ratio in the country. Neighboring states are a good comparison, with Mississippi at $14.84, Louisiana at $16.16, Texas at $18.38. The lowest wage required after Arkansas is Kentucky at $13.95. Problem is obvious, though. Wages are pretty much stuck at $7.25 in those states, and too many of the big whoops in those states are fighting to keep wages that way. As the report makes clear, it's not for lack of working or lack of looking. Other key findings include 6 of the 7 occupations projected to add the greatest number of jobs by 2024 provide a median wage that is not sufficient to afford a modest one-bedroom rental home. At an extremely low-income household whose income is less than a poverty level, or 30% of the area's median, they cannot afford the average cost of a modest one-bedroom rental home in any state. In no state, metropolitan area, or county can a full-time minimum wage worker afford a two-bedroom rental home. In only 12 counties can a full-time minimum wage worker afford a modest one-bedroom rental home. It's easy to see where this is going, bad to worse to crisis. Seems like we're already there. This is Wade Ranthke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.